Hello and welcome to Media News Podcasts. Media News aims to be an authentic voice, bringing you real, truthful stories from the Middle East with a particular focus on the Kurdish question that is often ignored, self-censored, or suppressed by the mainstream media platforms. Today, we are very honored to be joined by Salih Muslim. Salih is a former co-chairman of the Democratic Union Party, the main party of the autonomous administration of northeast Syria. Salih has been one of the most prominent Kurdish representatives and spokespeople for much of the Syrian civil war. Welcome to Media News, Salih. It's very nice to have you here today.
Thank you very much for guesting me and giving me the opportunity to talk. Thank you very much.
You're very welcome. Thank you very much for being with us. Salih, today we want to ask you just a few questions about this extraordinary event that has happened in Afrin. Afrin, of course, for our watchers and listeners, was invaded in 2018 and has suffered the most terrible human rights atrocities, war crimes, abuses by the Turkish state and their affiliated mercenary gangs, all very, very well documented. But this latest incident, I mean, just beggars belief, and it goes beyond even, you know, the sort of understanding of any normal, humane person. That on 14th of July, the Turkish government-sponsored news agency, Anadolu Agency, began to report about suddenly they had discovered a mass grave in Afrin. This grave was apparently full of people who had been executed for not wanting to join the YPG, according to the Turkish narrative. Of course, I mean, I've just done a little bit of research this morning and found a story on ANF in reporting in 2018 how YPG fighters were being buried in this Avesta graveyard. The graveyard was built there because the Turkish invasion was going on and they weren't being able to access the established graveyards. So many fighters who died defending Afrin were buried in this, and there's pictures everywhere. It's an established fact. And yet the Turkish state have made up this extraordinary, deceitful, cruel story, and you know, all with people with white suits and making it look as though it was a war grave. And all. What was your response, Salih, when you first saw this story?
Well, actually, we are countering the enemy, which doesn't know any measurements and any ethical measurements and any laws and rules for anything. They just do everything for their crimes. I mean, to show themselves, and they don't care about the humanity and anything. I mean, you cannot feel anything. And maybe we know this enemy, not now, from the beginning. So all the Middle East people, they are witnessing such enemy since 400, 500 years, and Europe. Maybe they have forgotten also the interview. They've seen these crimes done by the Ottoman Empire. I mean, when they reached to Vienna and to other places and east of Europe. So maybe they are not remembering now what they were doing, actually. If you go back, you will find the same thing. So it's not the first time they are digging those cemetery or so. They have done it before, even in North Kurdistan. I mean, for the villages, for the martyrs, they are trying to do everything. I mean, just to kill the people, and even for these martyrs and the other people, they are removing them. I mean, many Kurdish leaders, they were killed during the 20th century, and their cemetery, they don't know where they have been, put. I mean, till now they are asking for them. So it's not first time, and maybe the Europeans and the people are witnessing this is maybe first time. They are, they think that is first time they are doing so. Really, I mean, for during the attacks on Afrin, let's say what happened. I mean, during the attack in Afrin, there were some cemeteries everywhere. I mean, people were buried and martyrs were buried in the villages. But for the last few days, they attacked the hospital, they attacked the civilians in the city, and the people they were fighting. So they can go out, they couldn't go out. So they had to dig the people and bury them just clear to the areas, to the people, located areas near the hospital mainly. And they know very well, according to the YPG, declaration and what they have said, even the names of all these people, martyrs were buried over there, the list is in their hand. There were members from YPG and YPJ and the civilians also targeted by the Turkish invasion and so. So everything is clear. But the main thing, they were preparing for that a time before that, because they have removed all those stones which the names were written on them. They removed it and they destroyed it. And they just said, and they suddenly, as you said, they mentioned and that they have discovered the mass grave and so. But all the names and the people, we have pictures, we have videos about what happened over there. So everything is clear and everybody knows, because they were following what happening in going on in Afrin. And what they have done, because there were some discussions with the Turkish government, with Erdogan, meeting Biden's and sometimes meeting the Russians. They want to show, the Kurdish people or the people over there, the administration, as they don't care and they are criminals and so they are terrorists. You remember, just one day before meeting of Mr. Erdogan and Mr. Biden, what they have done. They have shelled the hospital in Afrin, killing about 20 civilians, just to say, those rockets, they came from the... And actually, such rockets and such weapons are not available in the... people who are defending Afrin, even in YPG. Such great missiles, they don't have it in their hand. So how they just shelled all this hospital and about 20 people said, and they just said, well, YPG is shelling the hospitals, killing the civilians, just to tell them that YPG and...
So it seems that every time that there is an important meeting with Americans or any international diplomacy, like literally just days before, they will carry out these, either bombing a hospital or discovering a mass grave, or just to try and, I don't know, it seems slightly crude, it seems slightly, who would actually sort of believe these? Do people believe these sorts of...
Yeah, you can imagine. The people in Turkey, they believe it because they are closing their eyes, their ears, they cannot hear, and they cannot even talk. So maybe some people, they believe, but not the European, because mainly the Europeans and the especially the media of Europe, they were following all the story from the beginning. They know exactly what happened. And now, still they are following it. And I hope maybe they will know the reality of these enemies and those the Turkish government and what they are doing, because they are doing the same in the other areas, occupied areas by them. In Tel Aviv, in Ras Al Ain, they are doing the same. But they're not allowing anybody to come in and to see what's going on.
To witness it, Sally, that's absolutely, Turkey have such a very, very long history of psychological warfare and dirty black operations, as they say. They were even, I remember, they were caught recording, there was a leaked recording They were saying that they were going to, MIT were going to fire a missile from, they themselves were going to fire a missile from Syria into Turkey. Yes, and then, as to
and
give
they have,
it.
They have done it.
And they have done it
many times.
Yeah, many, many times, exactly. Yeah, so, yes. Sally, what's the official sort of response of the autonomous administration to this incident? What will you be doing in response to this incident?
Well, what we are doing, I mean, of course, I mean, they should do something. And there is the Liberation Forces of Afrin, Afrin Liberation Forces. They are taken, that they have killed the five Turkish soldiers in as military way. They have shelled a vehicle, and they will do more. But something should be done legally, I mean, by the international, powers and the others. I mean, just to make a committee to investigate what's going on, to see the reality, what's going in Afrin. Actually, Turkish side, they have invited some journalists to come in, and they took them to a tour in Afrin and showed them what places, what they want. Some people, I mean, which they are slaves of Turkish side. But those people and the organization should freely go there and to see the reality of what's going on. And I think, I mean, digging such a cemetery and removing all this is a kind, not only this one, yeah. I mean, the others in the village, they have destroyed everything. So it's a war crime.
It's a war crime.
Yeah, it's a war crime. I think somebody or some organizations, and even from our side, the administration should do something to bring them to the court, to this war crimes.
Tribunal in the Hague. Yeah, exactly. Last, we've gone slightly over time. So, Sally, what is your call to the international community in regards to Turkey's behavior, this sort of behavior by Turkey and their continued attacks on the autonomous administration of North and East Syria?
Well, I think it's the public in the Europe, they recognized recently what's going on and what these Turkish attacks means. It's attacks and threatening and even blackmailing Europe and doing everything. So it's a very, very dangerous things for all the people. It's not only for the Kurdish people. Maybe they are trying to finish to kill all the Kurdish people or to dedicate them. So, but this is not a problem of the Kurds. It's dangerous for all the world, I think, all Middle East. This morning I saw the questionnaire by the European Parliament, I think, asking them, for the Turkey. Because Erdogan has said, I mean, nobody in Europe could go freely to everywhere. It's kind of threatening to all European people. So he's clearly saying, so what you are waiting for? You have to do something. It's not for the Kurdish people. We are defending ourselves, and we are whatever it is. I mean, sometimes we are losing. I mean, maybe many people being killed on the Kurdish people, but we are trying to save ourselves. And we have succeeded, I mean, by fighting above these tools used by Turkey, like Daesh and Jabhat al-Nusra and so on. But the problem is not ours. I think the problem, they are threatening the Greece, threatening the Europe in their own homeland, and even all Europeans are in the target of Turkish side. I mean, it's dangerous for the European. They should do something for that, I think. At least, I mean, to listen to him what clearly he's saying, other than the plans for the Middle East. So it's dangerous for all the world, I think. Mm-hmm. And we are in the front line. We are fighting. This is right. We should be supported. And there are many other things should be taken by the Europeans. I mean, just like the courts and pressure and sometimes embargoes, whatever it is, should be done to stop this. I think it's more dangerous than Hitler himself.
So, yeah,
they should do something for that. And
I think you're right. I mean, there was also the reports about the hit squads that were sent to Europe as well by Turkey to take out Turkish journalists who were critical of Erdogan?
Well, the most important thing, what they are doing, I mean, even killing, whatever they are doing, is by the European technology. They are getting the weapons from NATO. They are getting from Europe and threatening everybody, and even threatening Europe by their weapons. So I think something should be done, I think, again.
Sally, just while I have you here, maybe you could comment on the anniversary, the 9th anniversary of the Rojava Revolution. In the Catalonian parliament, there's a resolution going through to recognize politically recognize the autonomous administration of northeast Syria. And there was a very interesting and positive meeting in the Elysee Palace with the French President Macron. Would you like to comment on those two events?
Well, actually, should be understand, I mean, correctly, what we are looking for to be recognized as opposition of Syria, because we believe the political solution of Syria, I mean, should be within Syria. We don't care, I mean, who is in Damascus, but anyway, should be within Syria by the Syrians. So what happening now, we are banned by everybody from everywhere. Nobody can deal with us, especially by the United Nations and so, and even for those humanitarian aids, whatever it is, and even for the medicines, for vaccination of those corona vaccines, whatever it is. We cannot get it because we are under embargo, and those should deal with the states recognized by the United Nations. So this is, I mean, if they recognize us as a part of the opposition and deal with us, that's the problem. So we are not separating. We are not looking to be recognized as different, as a separate state or whatever it is. It's a part of opposition. They should deal with us, because when whatever you send to the Syrian people, to northeast of Syria, through the regime, it doesn't arrive. So we should be recognizing some ways to deal with the administration over here. We are talking about maybe 5 or 6 million. And what have been done in Catalonia is very good step. And even maybe we can expand it to the others to know the reality what we are suffering. I mean, to do something to help these people over here, I mean, by medicines, by relations, to know the reality. And even many countries, they want to deal because of those Daesh prisoners and Daesh families, women, children. They are trying to do something, but because it's not recognized, nobody can come in. And when recognized, we are free to deal with everybody. So this is the point, should be known.
Okay. Sally Muslim, former chairman of the Democratic Union Party, thank you so much for joining us today. It's been really interesting to hear your comments.
Thank you very much to give me this opportunity. You're welcome anytime. Thank you.
Bye. Thank you. Bye-bye.